Good morning. The watchword for this week comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Friends, let's reflect on these words as we listen to this morning's prelude. If you are able, please stand for the call to worship. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be heard. The Spirit shall transform our lives into the Lord's likeness. Holy Spirit, guide us into the way of honesty, compassion, and peace. Open our hearts and minds to your love. Let this new day be a time of praise and joy. Let us greet each other as beloved family members of God. Help us to meet the challenges ahead of us with grace and dignity. Help us to trust in you with whatever tomorrow brings. Let's remain standing for our opening hymn this morning, number 378, On Pentecost, They Gathered. Amen. Please be seated. Well, friends, welcome to worship this morning at Christ Moravian Church. And today, as we just recognized with verses and song, we celebrate the powerful and world-changing event called Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit descended upon a large crowd of believers and made wonderful things happen, as we learn about from the book of Acts. Now, for the early Moravians, our spiritual ancestors in this tradition, Pentecost was important because it was the first step toward the spread of the gospel around the world. Not just the start of the church, but the start of the church spreading to all corners of the earth, as people from all nations and cultures could suddenly hear and see and understand each other in that special moment. And most importantly, could hear Simon Peter preach about Jesus Christ. And so today, as we remember that special moment, our spiritual ancestors from that time, from the Moravian Church and beyond, today we also seek the guidance and inspiration of the Holy Spirit in our own daily lives so that we too can better hear the gospel. Friends, before we begin this special service, I have a few announcements to share with you. After worship today, the leadership board will meet in the fellowship building. And later this evening, the Mission Awareness Dinner, sponsored by the Mission Society of the Southern Province, will take place at New Philadelphia Moravian Church beginning at 5:30 p.m. The speaker for this event will be the Reverend Angelica Regalado Cieza, recently of Estamos Unidos and the Board of World Mission, and soon to be the pastor of Fries Memorial Moravian Church. So if you're available to come join us for dinner later this evening at New Philly, you are most welcome. On Tuesday, the marvelous Moravians are going on a lunch outing to Mr. Barbecue, and we're so excited that Sister Ruth Cheek is going to join us for lunch. We plan on eating around 11:30. If you're available that day to come eat with us, you're more than welcome to join us and Ruth for lunch. Now, next Monday, June 16th, the Women's Fellowship will have a circle meeting at noon in the Fellowship Building. I ask that you please be in prayer for all the upcoming meetings and business happening at Christ Moravian. 2 weeks from today, we'll be celebrating Graduation Sunday. We are excited to celebrate this. We're very proud of our high school and college graduates this year, Thomas Crater, Lucas Ernest, and Courtney Rath. If there are any other graduates this year that you know of and that you'd like to be recognized, please let myself or the church office know as soon as you can. And friends, I'm happy to announce that starting soon, there'll be a new book and Bible study beginning on July 2nd at 7 o'clock p.m. Sister Darla Ernest will lead this six-week series that will include study of Scripture and study of the book Resilient by John Eldridge. The study will take place at Darla's home. Please RSVP to her by June 29th if you're interested in participating, or you can sign up on the sign-up sheet right outside the sanctuary on the bulletin board. And friends, I do have one prayer request to share with you. Please pray for Reverend Christy Clore, her family, and her loved ones. Christy has accepted a call to be the associate pastor at Clemens Moravian Church, where she'll join Reverend Chris Thor on the pastoral staff there. Christy recently was the faith formation specialist for the Commission on Congregational Development. Christy has also served as a pastor and a Christian educator at places like Ho Moravian, New Philadelphia Moravian, and Kernersville Moravian. So please pray for Christy and her family and all involved in her upcoming transition. Friends, let us go to the Lord in prayer together. Gracious God, we welcome your presence among us now. And today especially, those words have extra meaning. Today we acknowledge your presence being sent among us after Jesus went to be with you in heaven for eternity. That presence comes in the form of a Holy Spirit who guides us, strengthens us, inspires us, leads us down the varied walks of our lives. And gracious God, this Spirit moves in and among us and those that we know and serve and work with. And so we lift up those things. We pray that the Spirit continues to move among the business of this church, the business of the Southern Province. Folks like Reverend Christy Clore, who've dedicated their lives to serving you wherever you are calling them to go. And so we lift up Christy and her family, the folks at the CCD, the folks at Clemens Moravian, as she begins to take on this new responsibility that you've placed upon her heart. Gracious God, it's these prayer requests and those that are in our hearts and unspoken on our lips and those at the forefronts of our minds that we lift before you today. We pray them in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Friends, our responsive reading today will help us continue to celebrate the day of Pentecost. It begins on page 95 of your hymnal. Now, today we will not sing the last song in the reading titled Spirit of Truth on page 99. We'll skip that one, but all other songs will be sung. So if you are able, please stand and let's pray the liturgy to the Lord together. Holy Spirit of God, we praise and worship you as the one who gave birth to Christ's church. With the sound of mighty wind and flashing fire, you brought life to the church in Jerusalem.
You filled those frightened new believers with power, and they became Christ's witnesses, speaking boldly the word of truth.
You continue to transform believers, healing, reconciling, empowering. Lives are turned around. Emptiness is filled. Drifting hearts are given direction.
You vitalize your wavering church, lavishing gifts upon us, forging unity, giving new vision. You turn our eyes from the wistful memories of yesterday to the new things you are doing among us now.
We worship and extol you, our teacher, guide, and comforter. You make Christ known to us and make us your holy temple.
By your presence, the church in all its diversity is welded together in unity.
You may be seated. Interceding Spirit, we do not know how to pray as we ought, but you understand our deepest needs and present them with love to the Father. Lead us now to repentance and confession. Spirit of holiness, we confess that we are a sinful people. In thought, word, and deed, we quench the fire of your love and dissipate the power of your presence. You long to restore us to the image of God, but we let it tarnish as we nurse selfish attitudes. You nurture unity, but we sow discord. You come to make our bodies your temples, but we desecrate them. We dishonor your good intentions for us. Forgive us, merciful Spirit. Burn away our impurities and forge us into renewed and useful instruments in your service. Amen. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set you free from the law of sin and of death. We believe God's promise in these last days. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Upon both men and women in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall speak my message. The Spirit of God dwells in us if we belong to Christ. And the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we receive power and we become God's witnesses.
The fruit the Spirit brings to the lives of those who follow Christ is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
The diverse and empowering gifts of the Spirit are given to each one for the common good. None of us is useless to God. None of us is sufficient alone. We serve through the body of Christ, and we depend on the people of Christ.
Spirit's gifts are given to equip believers for the work of ministry, to build up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Thank you.
Please stand. Come, heavenly dove, and alight upon us. Anoint us to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release, recovery, and freedom to those in need.
Empower us to work for God's kingdom in such a way that life becomes a jubilee for us and for all people.
Lift up the lonely, the neglected, the outcast. Comfort the grieving, restore the lost, be the advocate of the afflicted.
Teach all your people, remind us of Jesus, and lead us into all the truth.
Keep us on the edge of dynamic living, wrapped in the flames of new beginnings and filled with power for personal renewal.
Form us in the likeness of Christ, that we may glorify God's name.
Renew your church. Fill stagnant and empty lives with the breath of God. Overcome our apathy and energize us with your engaging presence.
Give the church new vision, new hope, and a driving desire to claim the promise of new birth.
Spirit of power, work in all who confess the risen Christ to spread your message of hope, love, and salvation to every person and nation.
Hasten the day when every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. You may be seated. Friends, our first scripture reading for today comes from Psalm 104. We'll be reading verses 24 through 34. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there, living things both small and great. There go the ships and Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in the Lord's works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles? Who touches the mountains and they smoke? I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to the Lord, for I rejoice in the Lord. May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word this day. Friends, will you pray with me again? Gracious God, as your Spirit pours out all that you have to us, so we in turn seek to try our best to give back to you. And gracious God, that may come forth in gifts today, but we pray also that it extends to every day of our lives, that it extends to all that we have as well, that we seek to use what you have nurtured and inspired in us to serve each other and the world around us. May it start today. May it continue for as long as we have breath. In the name of the one who sent the breath of God to be and move among us, amen. The ushers, please come forward. Thank you. Amen. Please be seated. Our second scripture reading on this day of Pentecost comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. We'll be reading verses 8 through 17, and then we'll skip down to verses 25 through 27. Philip said to him being Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does the Father's works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and the Father will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees the Spirit nor knows the Spirit. You know the Spirit, because the Spirit abides with you, and the Spirit will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word this day. Now, friends, our next hymn is number 555, "Come Now, Almighty King." You may remain seated as we sing verses 3 and 4 together. Amen. And now Brother Matt Pace will give us today's communion meditation.
Mm-hmm. Happy Pentecost Day to each of you. Let us begin today's message with a little exchange, a little back and forth. You know, I say something to you, you say something back to me. You know, well, let's see how this goes. Let's start something easy. The Lord is risen. Indeed, our Lamb has conquered. Peace be with you. Indeed, thank you. Peace be with you. And indeed, may the peace of Christ be in us this Pentecost day. Today we celebrate the Holy Spirit. In short, we celebrate that moment that the winds came and the Holy Spirit fell upon the disciples. A transformation took place. The church began. We will get more into that in just a moment, but first, I've got a little joke for you about transformation that happened in Jerusalem. Now, this joke was told to me by a Jew, so I don't think I'm going to get in trouble. In short, it is what we call short, clean, and funny. There once was a Jewish man who was very, very troubled. You see, this man had raised his son, teaching him all the law and all the Jewish customs and all of the Jewish practices. When his son reached the college age, he sent him to Jerusalem so that he could finish his studies. But something happened. He became a Christian. This troubled the man. So he called his best friend and he said to him, I raised my son in all the ways of Judaism, but when I sent him to the Holy Lands, he became Christian. And the man's best friend said, my son too. Well, what do we do? Both were perplexed, so they decided to meet with the rabbi. So they made an appointment with the rabbi, to which they explained their situation. They told their story about their sons, and the men said, we don't know what to do. What should we do? And to their surprise, the rabbi answered, my son too. So they said, well, what do we do? I guess the only thing there is to do, says the rabbi, is to pray. So the three of them formed a triangle and they began to pray. Lord, we come to you today seeking guidance. We have raised our sons to follow you. We taught them all of the law and all of the traditions. But when we sent him to the Holy Land, they became Christians. Just then they heard a voice from heaven, like thunder, say, my son too. Today, we celebrate a transformation that took place in the Holy Lands. In the most visible and life-changing way, Jesus, per se, breathed the Holy Spirit into his disciples, just as he promised in John chapter 14, verses 15 through 17. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will live in you. Pentecost literally means 50th in Greek. It refers to the 50th day after the Passover, or for us, Easter. It is the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples, marking the birth of the church. We find this in the book of Acts. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 reads, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were gathered together in one place, and suddenly there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among each of them, and a tongue rested on them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now, I must admit, I have never really understood this whole talking in tongues thing. I have experienced it firsthand. You've heard me tell that story before about my great-grandmother on my dad's side. Little Grandma, we called her, or Little Bit, because she was like 4'11". She was Indian. She was tiny. And she was Pentecostal, married to a Pentecostal pastor. I witnessed for myself one of her speaking in tongue events. Now, some 35 years later, I can't tell you a single word that she said, but I can tell you about the glow that was on her face when she said it. It is amazing to see when it is true. It is nothing short of the power of the Holy Spirit. Truly, she was a woman of God. She was full of the Holy Spirit. To be in her presence was to be in the presence of God. We have had several of those people here at Christ Church as well. There have been many, but today I will touch on just a few. First, Sister Kathy Conrad. We lost dear Kathy 1 year ago today. And Wes, we are praying for you. Kathy was one of a kind. She was a true leader. To me and Jenny, when we first got married, for sure she was a leader. But more importantly, she was a leader for all of us here at church. Yesterday, her daughter, my friend Karen, made a post on Facebook about her mom, and I'll share a portion of that. Today is also Karen's anniversary, so she wrote, "A friend told me that maybe the reason that her mom held on for several days to pass on her anniversary was so that she couldn't be sad all day, but in fact, she would have a reason to be happy. She said, you know, maybe that is true, but I think if she held on, it was so that my dad doesn't forget my anniversary." I think being today, the 1 year anniversary of her passing, is Pentecost. Kathy wanted us to remember her with the gift of the Holy Spirit and joining at the table for the Lord's Supper. That's Kathy. Karen also wrote, "One of her church friends said after Kathy's passing, always ask yourself, WWKD, what would Kathy do? And then do it. So channel your inner Kathy and be the leader of your life. Don't judge others because you don't know their story. Smell the roses. And for heaven's sake, feed somebody." That's Kathy, right? Speaking of roses, these are the first blooms of the rose bush I planted out here outside the church in memory of Joe Brown, who is someone else that was full of the Holy Spirit. This particular rose bush is called Grandeur Love, or the Love Rose. Each petal of the rose is red on one side, white on the inside. To me, that is symbolic. The red, of course, shows the blood sacrifice, and the white, the purity, and combined, they are the love of God. So the Love Rose is a very fitting name. Joe is another person that we could say was absolutely full of the Holy Spirit. No doubt, if you were in the presence of Joe, you were in the presence of God. Isn't it a gift of God that this simple rose bush that I planted would give its first bloom on the week of Pentecost? Joe also wanted us to celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I can just see them two together in heaven. Kathy is cooking for all the saints, and Joe, she's organizing all the cabinets of the kitchen, of course. Indeed, heaven has gained two God-filled women. I also want to mention three special men for me who fit this same role. These three pastors were very, very influential to me personally and us collectively. They also were full of the Holy Spirit, and just by being in their presence, you knew you were in the presence of God. They were Sam Marks, Wally Elliott, and Roger Kimball. Thanks be to God for these five leaders that He sent us, and may we always reflect the lessons that they taught us. Friends, as we gather at the table of the Lord, let us rejoice and be glad for the gift of Christian leaders. Let us give thanks for their examples of God's grace. Let us give thanks for the gift of God's dear Son, that whosoever shall believeth in Him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. Let us give thanks for the gift of the Holy Spirit. May that Spirit be with us and in us. May He teach us the way, and also may we be examples to others for Christ's sake. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of the faithful. Kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructs the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoicing in His consolations through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Friends of the Moravian Church, we celebrate open communion. No matter what tradition you come from, no matter what you're carrying with you today, all are welcome to partake in this holy sacrament together as the body of Christ. The table is set, the meal is ready. Let us meet our Lord and Savior in this bread and juice together. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Please stand.
Let us pray. Father God, we give you thanks for this moment to gather as your children at the table of the Lord to share in the bread and the wine, to share in the fellowship, today to celebrate the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the Christian leaders that have set examples from us, and we pray that through this service we are empowered to be examples to others for your sake. In Jesus' name.
Friends, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
by your divine presence, by the holy sacraments, by all the merits of your life, sufferings, death, and resurrection.
Bless and comfort us, gracious Lord and God.
Friends, in the same way, on the night that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was betrayed, after supper he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
in remembrance of me. Christ, the Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Grant to us your peace.